Sun and clouds, high 82 to 86. Sunday, windy and much cooler with morning cloud and a shower or thunderstorm, then some afternoon sunshine and much less humidity. The high 68 to 72. From the Florida Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
This weather report has been brought to you by Total Air Solutions, online at TotalAirFL.com or call 877-TOTAL-AIR.
WCCA News Radio 1580.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids, a Friday morning talk show, call-in show, and we invite your participation very much into the program today. The numbers to call, 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. An opportunity to talk about you, your health, and get some great information that could lead you down a healthier path in life. Let me present to you our weekly host, Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Todd. Good morning, everyone. Well, we've got a lot to cover today.
You went through the list right before we went on air, and I'm still out of breath, so we got to get started.
Okay, yes, we need to get started. Well,
you've got exciting things personally that are going on, too.
Right. Well, as we know, this is the first of the month, and remember we spoke about not making a New Year's resolution at the beginning of the year. We're making a resolution for the month. So there's five women in my office, and three of the five stuck to their resolution of the month.
The February resolution.
The February resolution. Well, I call it the goal. So my goal was to decrease my carbohydrate intake with ultimately my goal is to lose weight. So I've lost 4 pounds.
Very good.
And it may not sound like a lot, but you have to have a beginning. A start. And my other ladies did really good. They walked. Everybody did good. And we have it on the board, as my patients know. We have it up next to the bulletin board. And we list exactly what our goal is and if we get a star or not.
Okay.
Okay? So everybody, don't forget, make three goals for this month.
Three goals for March.
Write it down on a piece of paper. Pick one that you're going to do every day. Take that paper and put it in your underwear drawer. And then at the end of the month, take it out and reevaluate. The goal is to stick to something every day for 30 days. Okay?
Just one something.
Just one something, but do it consistently.
Right.
So that's the first of the month goals that we have spoken about. The second, I'm very proud to say, that next week, I'm going to be the doctor of the House of Representatives in Tallahassee.
What an honor.
Also called Doctor of the Day, which is the last day of the session, also called Sini Dai. They have a clinic there at the Capitol that I am there to take care of whoever gets sick or has any medical needs. And it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to learn more about our government. And I'm very honored because I'll be able to sit in the House of Representatives with our representative. And I've already done this now for 11 years.
Is there typically a lot of illness and injury that goes on the final day of the session?
There is a lot. It's very stressful.
I see.
There's time constraints. There's times that I have been there till midnight.
Really?
Yes. The clinic is open as long as the house is in session, and it's staffed by two wonderful nurses. And they do everything from colds to sore throats to, you know, I forgot. My button fell off my shirt. I mean, it's everything. Every little problem.
Soup to nuts.
Yes, but it's mostly medical issues. Check your blood pressure.
They're a long
day. But there have been serious illnesses where people have passed out.
Oh, dear.
We've had to call 911. So it's a great learning experience for me. It's an honor. And it'll be my 11th year.
And we'll look forward to having you bring back some stories to share with us.
So we're going to do a repeat next week.
Sounds
so
good.
I hope everybody still tunes in.
All right.
Then tonight, I am very proud to say that I am going to participate in Read Across America, Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes. And I remember as a child, I had Dr. Seuss books.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have been asked to participate with other guest readers. I will be reading Huevos Verdes con Jamón, Green Eggs and Ham, in Spanish. So I have also have participated in this before, and I have to say, it is so delightful. You see these cute little kids with their families. The school does a wonderful job there. They have almost about 500 people that come.
Uh-huh.
And they even have birthday cake afterwards, which, of course, is a carbohydrate. Uh-huh. I'm not going to eat birthday cake.
Okay.
But anyways, so it's very, it's really fun. But that brings me back to today's topic. Reading. Read your labels.
Okay.
Read your labels. Everyone, you hear this hidden sugar, hidden. It's not hidden. It's on the label.
If you know where to look.
If you know where to look. Of food. And today we're going to talk about, because there's a lot of controversy about high fructose corn syrup.
I'm glad you decided on that one today.
Or also known as corn sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is it? It is made from corn. It's a process where the starch in the corn is broken down into fructose and glucose. So, it's a chemical process. It's done. It's produced. It forms a syrup. I mean, to go through all the chemical process, I don't want everybody here to fall asleep. To me, it's very interesting because I think science, physics, and chemistry, the more you know, the more interesting it is. But this product, the biggest and most important thing is that it is put in our food. Now, I'm going to backtrack because this has been around since 1967. I didn't know it's been around that long.
No, I've only started hearing about it the last few years.
And in 1999, the consumption per person was 67 pounds.
67 pounds?
Per year.
Wow.
Then it went to 59 pounds. Now, I do my research on the NIH website and all these different websites that we've talked about. But the important thing is there has been an increase in our diet. So when someone says the hidden sugars or I never use sugar in my food,
mm-hmm.
we need to learn to read the labels. The interesting thing is we know that we need glucose in our bodies
mm-hmm.
because our cells produce energy with it. There's so many incredible chemical reactions in our bodies, and we need energy that we can breathe, make our muscles move, make our hearts move. All that, we need the energy.
And glucose is necessary.
And it is necessary, yes. And however, we're getting too much glucose, fructose in our diets. And it's found in soft drinks,
mm-hmm.
juice drinks.
One of my personal vices, juice drinks.
Juice drinks, you need to read the label. It, you know, already juice has its own, has fructose and glucose, but more is added.
Mm-hmm.
Prepackaged foods, cereals, baked goods, bread, crackers. How about those drink mixers when people mix those mixed drinks?
Mm-hmm.
They're full of sugar, high fructose corn syrup. All right? So that's very important. But I want everybody to understand the basics. We're going to step back and look at carbohydrates. Well, carbohydrates are also called saccharides. So you hear the word monosaccharide. These are the basic building blocks. I was trying to come up with like an analogy.
Mm-hmm. You do always do very well with those.
Well, I think as a kid we play with puzzles, right?
Sure.
Okay. So if you have a puzzle or a Lego, let's say a puzzle, You take a piece, you put it with another piece. That's a disaccharide.
Okay.
If you just have one puzzle piece, it's monosaccharide.
Mono. Mm-hmm.
So what are they? What are the big ones out there? Glucose, galactose, fructose, and ribose. And where do we find this? Well, common table sugar, you know, that you get, you see
yes.
here on the little, well, they used to have it in little cups. Now it's in little packets.
Mm-hmm.
Is called, that's a disaccharide.
That, is that cane sugar that's grown in the sugar cane fields?
We're going to, yes.
We're
cane
gonna get there.
Sugar.
Okay.
Your table sugar is usually made from cane sugar
mm-hmm.
or beets.
Gotcha.
From sugar cane or from beets.
Mm-hmm.
Also going through a process.
All right.
So your table sugar, it has two molecules. It has a glucose, put it together, the other piece of the puzzle,
mm-hmm.
fructose, and that makes table sugar.
Table sugar. All right.
Okay. So, and lactose, which is also called milk sugar,
mm-hmm.
it is a glucose and the building block of galactose put together.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two components there. And we also know maltose. You know where maltose is in?
I've heard of it, but no, I don't know where it comes from.
You ever heard of a beer, a brewski?
Yeah, one or two in my life.
Yes, I think everyone who's above the age of 21.
Of course.
Okay, well, maltose are two glucose molecules together, and they're found in germinating grains like barley
mm-hmm.
that they make beer from. So that's why there's carbohydrates, there's sugar in beer.
Okay.
So going back to fructose, which is the building block, which we know it is also found in glucose and honey.
Okay. Honey.
All right. The honey can take sucrose and breaks it down to fructose and glucose. So I don't want to get anybody confused here. Remember, there's the mono, which is the one.
Mm-hmm.
You have one piece of the puzzle. You take another piece of the puzzle. You put it together, and you make a disaccharide.
Okay.
All right? So if you, I want everyone to become familiar with these words. You may not remember everything I'm saying, but at least you say, oh, that rings a bell.
Well, this is all building to help us understand our food labels better. There's a reason why the doctor is taking us through these steps, because you need to know how to interpret food labels.
Interpret food labels, because we know that too much glucose in our diet, what does the body do with it?
Turns it to fat.
Or it also can store it as glycogen in our liver.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
But too much, it will turn it into fat. You know, I always tell my patients, gee, wouldn't it be great if, you know, whatever we ate, we said, oh, I only want to keep this part of it,
mm-hmm.
dump the rest. Anyways, it doesn't happen that way.
No.
And if anybody has any questions, just give us a call.
206-1580 or 888-441-1580. We'd love to have you share your thoughts with us or ask a question here today.
Okay, so we know the basic building blocks. Those basic building blocks put together for disaccharides. Then there's polysaccharides. And those are, they have more than two building blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And those are, for example, starch. Now, where do we get our starch from? Cereal grains, potatoes, wheat, rice, corn, oats, and barley.
So we're talking about more different kinds of carbohydrates here.
Yes.
The, what you just mentioned are not necessarily sugars, but they're carbohydrates.
Yes.
Because a sugar is a carbohydrate, but a carbohydrate is not necessarily sugar.
No.
Gotcha. It,
the carbohydrate is the general term.
Right.
The smaller term is the sugars. They are sugars. Carbohydrate turns into sugar.
Uh-huh.
The building blocks are the basics. It depends on how you put it together. Starch is glucose molecules, the way that they're set up in a line or in a You have to understand the chemistry, mm-hmm. but the basic building block is glucose.
You say starch.
Starch.
And my mind immediately goes to one of my favorite passions, pasta.
That's a starch.
That's a good example?
Yes, but what's the building block?
Wheat.
Glucose.
And then glucose.
It makes starch.
Wow. All breaks down to that.
Right. It all breaks down to that. Cellulose, which is in the plants, you see that?
Mm-hmm.
It is the building block. It's a bunch of glucose molecules put together.
Hmm.
So it's starch. But it depends on, if you study chemistry, there's different orientations, different ways that they're put together can make that polysaccharide or complex carbohydrate. Okay.
That I've heard, complex carbohydrate.
Complex carbohydrate. So what are the complex? There's starch, there's cellulose, and there's glycogen, which animals and humans store the glucose in their liver. You know, like for a rainy day,
mm-hmm.
or if you go to sleep at night, you know how you can sleep for 8 or 10 hours? Your body keeps the blood sugar level up.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing is you need energy. All this turns into energy.
And your liver sort of regulates holding on to the glycogen for the body's needs.
Right.
All right.
So, but if you eat too much glucose, mm-hmm. which is a monosaccharide, and it's under the carbohydrate umbrella,
mm-hmm.
then that will turn into fat. Triglycerides. That's the fat it turns into. So the important here to understand is what is the building blocks, the monosaccharides. Then they come together as disaccharides, which uh-huh. is the common table sugar is one of them.
Uh-huh.
The lactose that's in our milk.
Uh-huh.
The maltose that's in the beer.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then the poly are... The building blocks are set up in a different way. They're like Legos.
Right.
You can make the Lego go up. You can make the Lego. You put them together. It can make a circle. Mm-hmm. You can take a Lego and make a little house. But it's still a Lego, right? The
right.
building block.
Sure.
Okay. So cellulose, very interesting. Last week we talked about fiber.
I remember very well.
It's cellulose.
Oh, is it really?
But,
carbohydrate, fiber.
Yes, but okay. it's one of those carbohydrates that we are not able to digest well.
Is that true of all cellulose? And the human body can't break it down?
We can't break it down.
Uh-huh.
It's a fiber.
All right.
Remember we discussed about fiber?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is it? What is cellulose? It is a chain of glucose molecules.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we cannot break it down, but I have a horse.
Mm-hmm. Animals can't they?
My horse, Buster, he has a bacteria that lives in his intestines that breaks down cellulose into the little pieces of sugar,
mm-hmm.
which is glucose.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks it down to glucose. So he can use that for his energy. So can sheep. And cows and goats. And do you know who else likes to eat cellulose?
Uh-uh.
Termites.
Oh, of course.
What is cellulose? We use it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Wood is a cellulose.
Right.
Paper is a cellulose.
Anything that started out as plant material.
Cotton.
Mm-hmm.
I love cotton material.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a cellulose. But what is the little tiny... blocks that build it together, those are glucose molecules.
Uh-huh.
But our bodies can't break down cellulose unless we were a horse.
Right.
So we cannot digest it appropriately to get the energy out.
Whereas a horse can, just
for example.
A horse
can.
Okay.
Sheep, goats, and termites. Those mm-hmm. are examples. Okay. The ultimate goal here is metabolism. Our bodies take the glucose, put it with oxygen, and make energy. So it is so incredible to, and I don't want everyone to say, oh, I understand everything about this. But I want everyone to know the basics. So when they go and pick up a label, it'll ring a bell.
Right.
If we start
it's not important that you took notes through this whole thing. There's not going to be a quiz at the end, but it's important to have this just in your mind somewhere so it rings a bell.
Right. Okay. Ring the bell to understand that all this is to produce energy in our bodies. And we know too much glucose can go to glycogen, which is stored in our liver, which is actually a starch, and too much can become fat.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So the thing is this, is we have to look at, and there's a lot of information evolving about high fructose corn syrup. I think the take-home message is read your labels, look at what you're consuming. If you're a diabetic, this is crucial to your life. It's critical.
Mm-hmm.
If you're concerned about your weight, if you're concerned about your health, you need to know what you're putting in your body. So one thing I was in my research, I did not know that there's what's called a relative sweetness scale. And actually, table sugar is considered 100%.
That would be the sweetest then.
No. Actually, fructose is sweeter.
Oh. Okay.
Fructose is sweeter. And high fructose corn syrup is between 120 and 160.
I see.
And just plain glucose, by the way, that's also, I don't want to confuse anyone that you've heard about dextrose,
mm-hmm.
when they give you IVs,
mm-hmm.
is on a scale of 70 to 80.
That'd be less than table sugar.
Right. Remember, table sugar is composed of a glucose and a fructose molecule. And we get that from sugar cane, from beets, okay? And there's a whole process to produce that. We also get glucose and fructose from honey. But in honey, it's already broken down. It's not together. It's a separate molecule. And we also get disaccharide, which is also the lactose in milk. That's a glucose molecule and a galactose molecule.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to start from the beginning. I feel that if you learn the basics, it'll help you to understand what we're looking at.
Okay.
Okay. And again, ultimately, the body uses this for energy. And I find it very interesting that everyone can sit there and say, I don't put any sugar in my food. I don't use sugar.
Because they don't spoon it out of a little bowl and they don't put it on top. That doesn't mean they're not getting sugar in their diet.
That's right. They're getting sugar. They're getting glucose, either in the form of high fructose corn syrup, which has the two basic molecules, glucose and fructose. And the thing is, there's different degrees of how much fructose is in, depending how much they process it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it comes from corn. But remember, there's still the basic molecules are the ones that are going to go into the cells. They are going to be used for energy. And if we have too much, it could hurt our health.
The advertising campaign that's been on television for the past couple of years tries to tell us that our bodies don't know the difference between table sugar and high fructose corn sugar. Would that be true on a cellular level? Do our bodies, are they able to tell the difference?
There is a difference way between fructose and glucose and how it is metabolized.
Okay.
But basically, the end result is to produce energy. There's a few different chemical reactions.
All right.
But it is still a carbohydrate, also called a simple carbohydrate, which is glucose and fructose, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It all breaks down to the basic building blocks. So, again, too much is not good. The thing is that because it's cheaper to produce high fructose corn syrup, it is used more also and put in a lot of foods. There's, you know, again, the word hidden sugar. Mm-hmm. Everyone needs to know it's not hidden. It's on the label. Mm-hmm. It is a sugar. Just like people say, we talked about salt, hidden sodium. Well, it's on the label. It'll tell you that there's sodium there. So we, again, now there's still some controversy about all of a sudden we're consuming more of this in our diet, mm-hmm. And more people are becoming obese, overweight.
Yes, and wondering if there's a link there. Uh-huh.
Right. Now there's some controversy. I look at the whole person. I think it's the diet. It's the movement. You know, not moving, which is exercise.
Yes.
Genetics.
Lifestyle.
And cultural differences. You know, everybody has a different way to entertain. I mean, what is the biggest way most people entertain? You want to come over for dinner? Mm-hmm. Let's go out to dinner.
Very social activity.
It's a social activity food.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I think we need to look at and know and maybe be more, go back to basics.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Go back to basics. Look at what you're eating. Look at your foods. Try to make, if you have time, it's hard. I work. I have a full-time job. I can't make food from scratch every day.
Right, right.
But to look at what we're, you know, what is it we're consuming? And know that, for example, soft drinks, it's used for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's used in your juice drinks. It may not be just straight juice. Now, people say, well, what about fruit? Well, fruit has fructose, glucose in it. Again, we need to know how much are we consuming? Because I'll have sometimes patients will say, I never eat sugar, but I've had a whole crate of strawberries. Well, that's a fruit.
There you go.
So basically, I think this concept is carbohydrates. The umbrella of carbohydrates includes the basic building blocks. These basic building blocks are put together from monosaccharide, disaccharides, and polysaccharides.
Mm-hmm.
So if you break it down into the components, every time you look, you say, geez, I'm having a glass of milk. This has lactose in it. It has sugar.
Naturally occurring sugar.
Yes. Wait a minute. I'm drinking a beer. It has maltose in it. It's mm-hmm. a sugar. You know, you see these beers that go low carb, high carb beers.
Mm-hmm.
They're counting the carbohydrates.
Before we ran out of time, and we knew we were going to be up against the clock on this program today, let me ask you now from a grocery store level. If I'm looking at a gallon of milk and I wanted to know about sugar, it's not going to say sugar is one of the ingredients. It's not going to list that. How do I know? I mean, other than the conversation you and I just had, how do I know?
Well, you look for a serving. It should have a label. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look for a serving, and it'll say the serving. It'll say the total carbohydrates.
Total carbohydrates, yes.
And then it'll say, not for milk, but for anything,
mm-hmm.
it'll say fiber,
right,
dietary
which we
fiber.
Talked about last week. Uh-huh.
And it will say also on the label sugars, okay?
Okay.
So total carbohydrates, if you subtract the fiber from total carbohydrates, that's called your net carbs.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at how much are going to be the sugars in there. For
okay.
example.
You have to do a little math, in other words.
You have to do a little math. I think just getting to basics, just look at the basic carbohydrates and look how much sugar is in any product will direct us in the right direction. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, honey isn't good for you. On the contrary. I'm not saying that you can never have any sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you can never drink milk. I'm just saying know what you're taking in and how much.
And so you're not fooling yourself into thinking, I do well. I don't add sugar to my food, so I'm good. But so much sugar is creeping in
it's
that you may
added,
not know.
added into food that's manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the whole goal here is to prevent vascular disease, heart attack, and stroke. We know that there's a relationship between diabetes and vascular disease. We know that there's a relationship because we, you know, it's one of the risk factors.
Mm-hmm.
We know that cholesterol and its components in your blood are also risk factors.
Mm-hmm.
So by knowing what we're eating, we can further down the road prevent this disease.
I understand. It's been a long journey along this path involving some chemistry and some numbers and so forth, but I now understand that when I go to the grocery store, I look at the carbohydrates level, simple mathematics, I'm able to tell the level of sugar that's going to be
in
that.
Well, the sugar is labeled. It's on the label. It'll tell you. You don't have to calculate it.
I see. Okay.
It's on a basic level. Label.
It's required then.
Yes, it's required. Okay. Just like sodium, total carbohydrates, fiber, total fat. It's mm-hmm. all right there on the label.
But we should look for that in foods that maybe we don't suspect. Like you said, milk, for example. Or I heard you say fructose, corn sugar. You'll find that in some crackers. I wouldn't have thought that.
Yes.
That's why you have to look.
But those are under the ingredients. That's mm-hmm. not in the basic label underneath will say mm-hmm. ingredients. Usually the first three things in the ingredients mm-hmm. will tell you that's what's the most there. The first thing is the most, what's the most concentrated.
Right.
So, you know, if you're, it's a soda, it's going to be water.
Right.
Okay.
Followed by
if, you know, whatever's in there.
I think it's corn sugar and corn syrup.
Sugar. Yeah. And they would put high fructose corn syrup on the label.
Okay.
So, remember next week, I'm going to be Doctor of the Day. And so we'll have a repeat show.
Sure.
And remember, I think that the best thing to do is to read.
Read those labels. Read all you can about these subjects. And follow up with Dr. Triana's Triana Prevention Center website, which, again, is what?
TrianaPreventionCenter.com. And if you have any questions, I'm a family physician, which I also am a lipidologist. We are taking new patients, and we're here to help.
Absolutely. What's the phone number for your office?
941-625-1990.
Thank you so much. Have a good week next week. Come back, tell us some nice stories, and thank you so much for your time, Dr. Triana.
Stay healthy.